moving fast. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Final preparations in Florida for Hurricane Ian, heading for a possible landfall between Fort Myers and Tampa, but expected to bring tropical storm force winds by this evening.
The line for sandbag pickup at Tampa's Outbarns Park is long, 3 hours long.
Feels tiresome, but hey, you got to do what you got
to
do.
She waited all morning after working overnight. Sandbags are used to try to stop water.
So my aunt has a door that leaks whenever it rains, so that's what we're going to use it to block off. So, and then just a couple of hour windows and hour glass doors.
Not everybody evacuates. People living outside of floodplains are told to be ready to shelter.
Fox's Evan Brown in Tampa. Ian regaining some strength after battering Cuba. Top sustained winds now 120 miles per hour, about 265 miles south of Sarasota. President Biden urging residents to heed warnings.
Your safety is more important than anything. And I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
He spoke with three Florida mayors earlier today and met with the FEMA administrator. The storm will have an impact on the oil supply, at least temporarily. Regulators say 14 oil and gas platforms have been evacuated in the Gulf of Mexico. Sabotage suspected after leaks in two natural gas pipelines that run from Russia to Europe. The Polish and Danish prime ministers say it's no accident. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
I know our European partners are investigating this, so we stand ready to provide support to their efforts once they have completed their investigation.
The leaks were found after explosions in the Baltic Sea and international waters. Meantime, just getting word, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. plans to introduce a Security Council resolution condemning the votes that wrapped up today in Russian-controlled parts of Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A defamation lawsuit against former President Trump is in limbo.
The writer E. Jean Carroll claimed in a 2019 book that Donald Trump raped her in a department store in the 1990s, and she's suing him for calling her a liar and questioning her motives. Trump claims the United States government should be the defendant in the defamation case, not him, because the suit was filed against him when he was president, so his statements were part of his employment. A federal court in Manhattan disagreed, but now an appeals court in Washington, D.C. has reversed that ruling and wants the higher D.C. Court of Appeals to make the decision. So that's where the case is now. The government's position when Trump was president and now under the Biden administration is that Trump should have immunity. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A dolphin habitat at a hotel in Las Vegas is temporarily closed after the third dolphin death in 5 months. Officials at the Mirage say the latest death involved an 11-year-old bottlenose dolphin receiving treatment for a respiratory illness. Another had a lung infection, and the first in April had been undergoing treatment for gastroenteritis. A review of the remaining animals and the facility is underway. Limited park space in New York City is pitting parents against pickleball players.
Some threatening to call the cops, one father even describing them as the lantern flies of the sports world. Avid pickleball players are chalking out courts and setting up nets on playgrounds in city parks as the racket sport explodes in popularity, up 40% in the last 2 years, with nearly 5 million players nationwide, according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. One video posted to Instagram shows a New York City Parks Department official telling pickleball players to take down their courts after receiving complaints. The player is being told that because the space is a designated playground, throwing, catching, or striking any kind of ball is prohibited under city rules. CJ Papa, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks turning mixed again. The Dow's down 97 points. The Nasdaq's up 17. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.